Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much.
That's good. I just wanted to call and ask real quick, is it okay if I watch the Teletubbies?
You're a grown man. If you want to watch that nasty stuff, go ahead.
Okay, so what makes the Teletubbies nasty, Sandy?
Did she even know?
They don't talk plain. And I just don't want to discuss
You can discuss it.
it.
Is it because of the liberal gay agenda, Sandra? Is that why you don't
Is
let
it
me
because they
watch
made the baby
Teletubbies?
black in the new one?
Is it because the new Teletubbies black?
No, not because he's black.
Why?
It's
It's
because he's Italian.
no, whenever he was little,
It's because
there,
you
I had
hate
nothing.
Italians?
No, I don't hate Italians. Listen to me. Whenever he was little, I didn't know they was gay or homosexual, all that. I just thought they were stupid.
Teletubbies are gay, dude. You heard it here first.
It's canon. Teletubbies are part of the liberal gay agenda. They're trying to take our children one Tinky Winky at a time. Play the theme song.
That is not.
Saint Sandy does not disappoint.
Nah,
She
dude.
will say the terrible things you're not supposed to say.
But that's how really how she feels. And
That is she's being dead serious. She thinks that the Teletubbies are gay.
I don't get it, right? Like I understand, like the girl is red, the boy is purple, but I mean it's obviously a very British show, isn't
So
it?
let
It's not
yeah, so
American made.
right. If it was American, it wouldn't be gay.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the big first thing off the top. If it was American, it would not be gay. Also, like they only have like beans in that show. You know, they have like two things to eat. They have Tubby Toast and Tubby Custard, and that
Yeah,
is very
that's
English
bean.
breakfast.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's beans and toast.
that's all the Teletubbies have. They speak in weird accents. Your mom's right about that.
Yeah, I wish I could add more to this conversation, but I've never seen the show because
You
I
weren't
did
allowed to
not have,
watch it.
I wasn't allowed
Right.
to watch it.
A lot of things you weren't allowed to watch because they were gay.
Right. Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh, the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yeah, no, I was allowed to watch them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That is good
She
American
would
television.
V like to make sure that I didn't turn out gay, she would tape every Cowboys game and then only record when the cheerleaders were on the screen. So I would, every game lasted about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandy out here taking a lot of preventative measures
Yeah, she's
for
she
her
doesn't want me
son.
to catch it. It's
We're
insane
joking,
that
but it's true.
it,
It's all
God, I
so
w
true.
yeah. Yeah, she thinks it's a demon.
Wow.
She thinks that being gay is a demon possession.
Sorry, I'm not laughing hard enough.
It's funny. It's because it's wild. We're
Not laughing
talking
at your
about
mom,
this.
dude.
Yes, you are. You can laugh at Saint Sandy. Also, she unironically calls Barack Obama Obama bin Laden.
Okay.
She'll still do that.
Yeah,
And
didn't
I
like
think that's
him.
didn't like him. Also, if you ask her, she definitely came up with too blessed to be stressed.
She feels that way.
Yeah, that was hers. She definitely came up with that turn of phrase in her mind.
Now your mom did say a really funny joke when we were at the rehearsal dinner. It was a rehearsal brunch. that made me laugh a lot. I don't remember what it was about, but it was a good flip, and I was like, oh, this must be where Shane gets a sense of humor.
It wasn't Buck.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Sandy's funny, like, if she can, you know what I mean?
If she could turn off the crazy conservative for 5 seconds and live a little.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, talking about the Teletubbies being gay is pretty funny to me.
It's pretty funny, but not for the reason that she thinks it's funny.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
She doesn't know she's being funny.
No.
She thinks that she is saving my soul from the pits of hell.
Right, which is Teletubby Land.
Yeah, Teletubby Land is the pits of hell.
That is the seventh circle of hell is Teletubby Land.
The sun baby is the devil. It is Lucifer.
You're sentenced to eternal conscious torment in Teletubby Land. You only have... That's what happens if you don't get saved, dude.
You will live on Tubby Custard.
Only Tubby Custard, only Tubby Toast. You're going to forget how to work that machine, dude. There's going to be a lot of problems in hell, which is Teletubby Land.
Yeah, it's basically what you're saying is hell is just an instant stream of hijinks by the Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Just a lot of slapstick humor, and that is hell.
And your mom's right. Gay, demons, hell, Teletubby Land, the baby, that vacuum, dude.
It all connects.
It all connects, dude.
And pretty soon they'll be handing out the Mark of the Beast and the vaccine, dude.
Teletubbies will be doing that.
Yeah, the Teletubbies are going to give everybody the vaccine Mark of the Beast.
Teletubbies are going to start putting chips into people. they can keep track of them.
No, but dead serious. She thinks that the Teletubbies are part of the gay agenda because, is it, which one is the purple one? Is that Tinky Winky?
That is Tinky Winky, yes.
So Tinky Winky has the upside down triangle.
Huh?
And in the early 2000s, a pink upside down triangle meant that you were a lesbian. So not only was Tinky Winky gay, but he was a lesbian.
Tinky Winky is a lesbian. That explains the truck nuts. Yeah.
Tinky Winky's truck nuts are on his Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
You to acknowledge how good that joke was.
No, I saw a TikTok about Subaru Outback and lesbians.
Yeah.
It was very funny. No, I know the joke. I get it. I'm with you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we're doing a big boy humor podcast and we're not out here.
Right, we're not talking about stupid stuff like Teletubbies. And
yeah. Why would we spend 8 minutes talking about Teletubbies?
It's That's worth insane. It, dude. This is the content you come here for. This is the stuff you like.
You guys want to talk about Tinky Winky all day long. You guys are part of the gay agenda.
You want to talk about the real conspiracy, dude? You can find it in Teletubby Land.
Absolutely.
I wish I knew
they're
more.
They're the ones pulling all the strings.
I wish I knew. Yeah, they're behind all the sex cults. The Teletubbies is behind
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
The Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. That was the Teletubbies.
Anti-hero is about
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky. Yeah. All of Taylor Swift's songs that she writes about ex-lovers are about the Teletubbies.
She had a real long relationship with Poe.
Yeah, Back to December is about Dipsy.
What's the other one that?
Lala.
Lala. No, Lala's married to Carmelo Anthony.
That's right, yeah. That was a funny joke.
For all of you non-sportos out there, Carmelo Anthony's wife's name is Lala.
Right, and Dipsy is that EDM musician.
Yeah, opened for Skrillex at Electric Light Festival.
This
Electric
past year.
Daisy, ED, what's the name of that fucking big old festival?
Toyotathon.
Yeah, they headline Toyotathon. And right across the street, Honda Days was happening, and they were not too happy that they got Tinky Winky.
Really is strange how those two holidays kind of end up around each other same time of the year.
Yeah, because Honda Days is just a pagan ripoff of Toyotathon.
Yeah, well, some people do celebrate Honda Days, but I know that they can't have cell phones. Like on Friday, right. They have to put away their phones.
Yeah. And Honda Days is usually 8 days.
Yeah, there's 8 days of Honda Days.
Do you think that the Prius was born in December, or did they just pick that?
That's a great question. Honda makes Prius?
No, Toyota makes Prius. I'm saying that
Honda
Days is Honda. Okay, so let's get outside of the bit for a second and ruin the whole joke.
Honda Days is Hanukkah. You're saying
Toyotathon is Christmas.
Is the American Christian holiday.
Yeah, Christmas. It's the birth of our Messiah, the Prius.
And the Prius is who you chose.
As Jesus. He's an allegory for the Son of God. He is the lion. The lion is Jesus.
Well, so if we're getting technical about it, Jesus was a Jew, so technically the Honda Accord should be Jesus and not the Prius.
Why? Because they were standing... standing in one accord.
Unless we're not talking about the biblical Prius and we are talking about white Prius.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking about... Yeah, it's a white Prius.
We're not talking about the biblical Prius.
It's a commercialized Prius.
With blue eyes and blonde hair.
The Prius looks like Kenny Loggins.
All the pictures that you've seen,
of the Prius.
Of the white Prius.
Looks like he's going to the danger zone at any point. This is a very good riff we're doing right now. And I want everybody at home to realize that we've gotten so much better at podcasting.
It's not the biblical Prius, this is the white Prius.
We are the white Prius podcast.
Yeah. He died for 3 days, but then his battery was charged.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then he stole the keys of Ford Chrysler and the grave.
Yeah. Still the grave.
Still the grave.
Ford Chrysler and the grave.
I think they're opening for Mumford & Sons at Red Rocks this weekend.
Great band, dude.
Ford Chrysler and the grave.
One of my favorite things that always makes me laugh, and we would kind of briefly talk about it. You said you just talked about it yesterday. And I talked about it Saturday night, was like, if you took a bag of Doritos.
Yep.
1400s France, you would change the belief system of an entire continent. Witch! Yeah, dude.
And you would absolutely.
You will be burned at the stake. But
man, if Napoleon got a hold of a JPEG.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I'm saying, like, you show
Napoleon.
You show Napoleon the gif of the banana dancing.
Just hand Napoleon an iPad.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you ever play Candy Crush?
Yeah.
And he's popping candy, and then all of a sudden, doesn't need all those opiates anymore.
It would be like Idiocracy. We would dumb down the brains of everyone.
But can you imagine if, like, we gave... I hate to bring up Hitler twice in a row on the podcast.
Right,
but,
of course, yeah.
You think that if like you gave Hitler like the video of Nyan Cat, that maybe he would be like, maybe the Jews aren't so bad.
I don't know if it, like, maybe it helps him to turn around his art career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he just starts... painting rainbow cats.
Right, because you see the Nyan Cat and like that's normal to us. But if you gave that to, you know, just spitballing here, Adolf Hitler, like he would be able to see the possibilities, what the future's gonna be like. Things that's something they've never seen before.
Yeah.
Is a rainbow.
Never seen a pop-tarted cat.
Yeah, a pop-tarted cat. Sorry, we cannot say that word anymore, actually.
Oh. That word it's canceled. A toaster pastry cat now.
Yeah.
This is the one where the nice boys get canceled.
We're going to get canceled, dude. We've been
talking. This is the one where we get canceled. We've been talking about the gay agenda and Pop-Tarted cats.
Just can't get past it.
Mm-mm.
I do think it would help. It would help him.
What do you think would happen if you gave like a starving village like a 50-piece chicken McNugget? Like in the Dark Ages, like they've never had salt, and then all of a sudden they have MSG.
MSG makes the world go round in a lot of ways.
Yeah, dude, I put it on everything. I got a thing of accent in my kitchen right now, and I throw it on everything.
Here's my thing. I think like chicken nuggets could be explained. I don't think that's far enough outside of it's got to be processed garbage.
Do you think you need like a cheesy gordita crunch?
Cheesy gordita crunch is great. Yeah.
Okay.
That's something they can't explain.
Yeah, it's like, where did this cream sauce come from?
I would sink it even further. I was thinking along the lines of like a Snowball or a Twinkie.
Oh, like wow.
A pink frosted
like
coconut.
Something that is fully machine made.
Yeah, something you could never imagine. Something that their brains cannot comprehend. That's what I want like to take
the
back.
The best chefs in France could not recreate it in a kitchen.
No, there's no way, dude.
Yeah.
What's confectioner's like, sugar? They don't even know, dude.
They haven't even figured it out that it's just blitzed up sugar yet.
They have no idea.
Did you know that?
They don't have the abilities to do it. When you say blitzed up sugar, what are they doing? Are they like mixed, like cutting it with what?
They're putting it in a blender.
Oh.
And so it becomes like the fine powder. Mm. Like granulated sugar, you put it in a blender, it becomes powdered sugar.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
No, you said it's blitzed up sugar, and I said, what do they cut it with? And you're just full American.
I'm actually explaining it.
Yeah, you're full American Kitchen, whatever that show is. You like
America's Test Kitchen, dude.
Yeah.
Bon Appetit Test Kitchen.
Bon Appetit. I wish I could watch that show.
Why, dude? Why can't you?
I haven't watched it. I don't really know what it's about, but I do feel like it's very highbrow for me.
It's not. There's this guy named Brad, and he's Philly trash, and he's the best in the world.
Well, like, does he have a good personality?
He's all personality, dude.
Does he have a gimmick?
Yeah, his gimmick is that he wears a little hat, and he makes fermented things. And he's really funny, and he says, water. Let me send you a couple vids, dude. I'll get you on pre-pandemic Bon Appetit videos,
please,
dude.
Please send me some videos because just the way you're describing it, I'm feeling like the same way that Sandy feels about the Teletubbies. Just like
you think, you think that this is part of the gay agenda.
Just the way you're talking. I didn't say that. I did say
but you meant it. You're getting canceled, dude. I'm taking you down.
I'm hoping I can get canceled. That is what is on my vision board for 2024.
Is for the nice boys to be
canceled. Canceled is my word of the year, and I'm really trying to.
I'm manifesting it.
Yeah, I'm putting the reps in. I'm repeating it. I'm like,
first of all,
word association, positive affirmations. I'm going to get canceled.
Why in the world? Okay, we grew up evangelical Christian.
Mm-hmm.
How come we've been to countless Christian concerts and Christian festivals, and none of them have been called manifest?
I went to a youth revival one time where hanging on like a painted sign above the altar, this was the title for their revival that we were going and performing and speaking at this week. It was a 3-letter acronym. Would you like to guess those 3 letters?
H?
There is no H.
Okay. I?
No.
V?
No. Close, dude.
S?
Really... S.
O?
B? No. No, it was STD, which stood for Stomp the Devil, but they just put STD on this huge, like, swear, dude. So
nobody
God is faithful.
Nobody was like, hey, maybe not.
Not even in like 2009 when that was around. Like, that was a
STDs have been around for a while.
That had been a thing for a bit, yeah.
So, at least since the 80s.
It was like Kanye taking the MAGA hat. Like, no, I'm going to make it my own thing.
Like, yeah, we're taking back STDs.
We're taking back
STDs. The church wants all the STDs.
That's a hill to die on, dude.
Yeah, but, never mind. But that's wild, dude.
Yeah, it is wild. But Manifest is a good one.
Manifest is hilarious because you have the word manifest.
Yeah.
And you have manna from heaven.
There's so many good Christian puns that
they're just leaving on the table.
They're leaving on the table that are good for stupid little Christian businesses where we can get stupid white women to come buy stupid coffee. Like, yeah, all that stuff, dude.
Hebrews Cafe.
Hebrews, dude.
Yeah,
do like a vape shop. Call it Holy Smokes, dude. Like, there's
things that
people.
You need to edit that out because Austin and I are going to to open our vape shop / Christian bookstore called Holy Smokes, and you get your rolling papers and your bongs, and you can also get a Bible Man Bible and some lime green VeggieTales VHS tapes.
Yeah, dude, we're going to travel around like the power team. We're going to be vapors for Christ, and we're going to do sick vape trips with our sick rigs for the Lord. And just like really show them, like, there's no nicotine in it. You know what I mean? Like, we are
right. It just tastes like Skittles.
It's just flavors, you know, and we're trying to make a bad thing a positive thing for the Lord.
Right. We're trying to get kids to vape for Christ.
Like the Smut Busters, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Vaping for Christ.
Yep. Absolutely.
And because we're going to back it up biblically, dude, because it says that he's coming on the clouds. And yeah,
we're going to blow the clouds that he can come in on.
Yeah. The vapors for Christ are going to create the stairway to heaven, dude.
Yeah. Shout out Led Zeppelin. Shout out vapes.
Shout out sick rigs. Shout out people that spend $200 on a rig instead of buying stuff for Christmas, dude. Shout them out, dude.
That's insane. I didn't know that you could spend $200 on a vape rig.
I'll tell you about it.
Once yeah, hit me with
recording.
It,
yeah.
Wait, you know someone who did that?
Oh, yeah, I do. Personally, yeah, I will, but I can't talk about it.
Can we hit pause? We'll be right back. Vaping did have its day, though.
So that person did have to register as a serial vapist, and he's on a list now. So
he has to knock on doors and blow a ring.
He has to go let his neighbor. He has to go blow smoke in his neighbor's face to let him know.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey guys, I am a serial vapist."
That guy can't keep a smoke alarm in his house, dude.
No, he's just, it's blind faith over there, dude.
Yeah.
Just hitting those holy smokes.
But like you were about to say, like, vaping was so crazy for a second.
Yeah.
It was a wild.
It was a wild, like, 5-6 years.
Yeah. People doing vape tricks.
People buying giant vape rigs. People doing the Juul.
Yeah, e-cigs, man.
Yeah, e-cigs. I definitely got into vaping for a little bit. I never got a rig, but I did get, like, the disposables.
Yeah, little pins.
Yeah, and I still hate watermelon flavoring.
Yeah, I would never lean towards, like, fruity stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely, like, a vanilla, like a
cinnamon guy.
No, I don't like cinnamon anything, except like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but that's about it. I hate the smell of cinnamon, actually.
Do you really? I love the smell of cinnamon.
Like those cinnamon brooms around holiday
love
time.
Love them, dude. I
No,
can't wait. I can't
I
wait to
hate
get
them.
into a Hobby Lobby around October,
I
dude.
feel bad. I gotta compromise because it's just so strong and it
It's
like,
pungent.
and
Stings your gimmick a little bit.
I always let
Stings
Alyssa
your
get like
nose.
a wintergreen one or a pumpkin spice one, but like I just
You
can't
can't do
do
cinnamon.
full on cinnamon. I hate it so much.
That's a good thing you said something because I was going to get you a bunch of Red Hots for your birthday. So,
Well, so I like Red Hots.
you like cinnamon candies?
I like Red Hots and I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And
Do you like Big Red?
I like French Toast Crunch. I do not like Big Red.
You like the man, but not the gum.
Yes. I like the churro crunch. I like the chocolate toast crunch.
Do you think that the gum Big Red's favorite band is also the Goo Goo Dolls, or
It has to be. It only that's the only thing that makes
that's the only
sense.
way it works?
That's the only way it works. I'm here with that. That's Three Doors Down.
And I don't want the world to see
Do
me.
they have any other songs? Probably not.
I haven't heard them. I'll tell you that. I haven't given it a. I haven't fingered through their discography. I'll tell you
No,
that
and
for
why
free.
would you?
I don't know. Am I still a pirate, by the way?
Yeah.
Good. I'm gonna be the
It's
pirate
like
this whole call.
the Goo Goo Dolls. That's like Hoobastank. That's like if you didn't give your band such a stupid name, you might have done something.
Yeah, you think that the name held them back.
I think the name held them back. I think the bad songwriting held them back. I think
Do you think any bands benefit from having a cool name in the opposite direction? Do you think that there are shitty bands with dope names?
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah. Well, listen, and I don't want
Metallica kind of sucks, but God, that's a cool name.
to. Now, Metallica, they're
Now,
all
Metallica rules.
they're awesome. I was
Lars
gonna say,
sucks.
I just because like I can't get into it. It's not like my style of music, and I have tried, but like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, like
Yeah, I've tried too. I can't, but that's a sweet fucking name.
it's a cool name, but I
King
don't like their
Tuff
music.
also. I don't love King Tuff music. It's a little mumbly for me. And I don't like lo-fi stuff. I want to hear it.
I don't mind lo-fi, but I just feel like King Gizzard, it's just like there's stylistic. I don't know, like
Yeah.
I'm
Bless you.
gonna keep that in.
We keep sneezing.
It's just that time of the year, man. It's getting really close to Hitler's birthday. There's a lot of stuff in the air.
A lot of smoke in the air.
Lot of
But none
because
of
of
them
the
are holy smokes.
rod of the vapors for Christ are
Yeah.
God's on the move.
We're gonna start a revolution.
Yeah, if we're hopefully.
Yeah. Do you want a revolution?
No, not right now.
You don't want one right now.
I maybe ask me after a while.
Okay.
But I think as of right now, no,
I
I think
don't
I'm.
want it. I don't want it. I'm pretty content with just doing the daily
Yeah, but
grind.
fine. I'll be honest. A revolution sounds like a lot of work. And
I'm good with just playing Fortnite.
yeah, I already got my 8 in today. And I'm just like, that's kind of like my max.
I'm good, dude.
Yeah.
Anarchy is tough.
It's a hard business. It's a hard game. And a lot of people don't like to talk about that. There's a lot of
Yeah.
work involved in anarchy.
Yeah. There's so much prep that no one tells you about.
Prep, dude. Planning, dude. You gotta, there's so much.
I mean, they wrote a damn cookbook about it.
Yeah, there's so much networking that has to happen with
Yeah.
anarchists.
And then you can, and I'm going to say it, the reason why the revolution hasn't happened is because anarchists never show up on time for any of the meetings.
Wow.
Because they're anarchists. They're like, what is time? It's a social construct. So
What
then
is
they can't really
time?
coordinate it. And that's why the revolution has not happened.
They're all on Android phones, and it's really hard. The green messages just.
I don't want to text them back. I will not. I will delete your number if your messages are green.
Yeah. It's kind of an inconvenience.
Get some damn blue ones, you know?
It's easier for everybody if we just accept the fate of the future.
It's iTelephones.
It's, well, I mean, yeah, but like, you know, they're going to take over the world probably. They're going to be up there. They're going to be.
Yeah, they're up there with the Teletubbies.
I don't know if you've seen this, like speaking of like world orders and all that, like Bob Evans just like took the majority shareholder in BlackRock.
What? Bob Evans?
So Bob Evans, the
owns
the restaurant
now.
Yeah, the restaurant Bob Evans is now majority shareholder of BlackRock, the private security company. And
oh, I thought you were talking about BlackRock, the steak place.
No, dude.
That makes way more sense now that it know that it's the shareholder company.
Now that you know it's the private security company that runs a lot of the world.
Yeah, I was like, why would Bob Evans buy a steak company? That makes no sense.
Is there a steak company called BlackRock?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Here.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Central Florida chain.
Oh, okay.
So basically, they bring you out a raw steak on a hot rock.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So basically, I went. I've only been once, and it was mm-hmm. for my friend Phil's 30th birthday.
Shout out.
And I got myself a filet mignon on a black rock. And I got to tell you, there was a real fucking long wait for somebody to not cook my food. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I don't.
It took an hour for them to bring our food out.
Uh-huh.
And I still had to cook my steak.
You think we did one?
Well, I didn't get to talk about Jokic.
So, no.
No. So let me just say this real quick.
Yeah, please.
In closing, I'm about to close. Everybody,
no,
every head
check
bowed,
your time, dude. Please. Every head bowed.
Obey the Lord, Pastor.
Or you're gonna go to Teletubby Land, dude. So you better freaking get your stuff together.
Yeah, I do. So I think that Jokic looks like every time he's in an interview, every time he's on the court, he looks like he recently found out his parents just got a divorce. He's like still processing it. He's a little bummed out. He hasn't realized that he's going to have two Christmases yet. So he's still really sad and he thinks it's his fault.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there at all.
No, he doesn't because his parents just got divorced, dude. He's pissed.
He's got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, he's like, am I going to live with mom or dad as a 34-year-old man?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in his head. It's hard to compete when your home life is falling apart.
Yeah.
And it's really brave of him actually to be able to come out and do that.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me on all forms of social media at Shayna's Rad. You can follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. Follow Austin on Instagram at Colonel Austin Jones. Our theme song is Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Please send nudes to the band Dog Cops. They want to see your little teenus. They want to see your tiny little wiener. Lost them.
Hello.
Hello, Austin. My phone won't allow strangers to call me.
Hey, Sandy, this is Trip.
Hey, Trip.
Let me ask you. So, you think the Teletubbies are gay or what?
No, that has nothing to do with anything.
Well, I mean, I think they're gay. I was just asking if you did.
I didn't let Shane watch them when he was little because they were stupid.
You're in a safe space. You think they're stupid?
Yeah.
Is it because they're gay?
No.
Oh.
They're stupid.
What makes them stupid?
They didn't talk right, and my son was getting ready to... My son could talk better than they could, and I said, I don't think so. This is stupid.
Oh.
I
didn't watch it. It's like a foreigner thing, because it was made overseas.
No, I'm not racist like that.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just asking. No, I just don't get it.
No, that isn't it. I just thought they were stupid because Shane was a toddler at the time.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking very well.
Mm-hmm.
He's been talking since he was 3 months old. His first word was kind of like dad.
Well, but what it was it?
Uncle Buck.
That rules.
Basically, when told he was repeating Sean, Sean says, I'll be like my Uncle Buck. And he pushed, he was so young, I was holding the bottle, and he was pushing the bottle away from me. And he's, and I said, you gotta eat, dude. And he pushed the bottle away from me so he could say, Uncle Buck. And then I told Tom, my brother, and he held him all night, facing him, rocking him in his arms, saying, say Uncle Tom. And he said, stop it. And Uncle Tom said, not stop it, Uncle Tom.
Wait, so he said Uncle Buck and stop it and Uncle Tom in the same day?
Yeah.
That is better than Uncle the Teletubbies, Tom. To be honest. You, I think that's a great call, Sandy. I think that was a great parenting. I think that was a good call.
They can't talk. I didn't want my child. The end of the world, sorry.
Now, hang on, wait. What? I'm so sorry. What was the question again?
It's a glass stove top. It's a glass stove top. And you can have it on, but it won't burn skin.
Yeah.
It won't burn you. It only works when it has steel on it.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's an induction stove.
The brains of the outfit.
Shane's called it's an instruction stove.
Induction.
An induction stove.
That's it, an induction stove. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're really just asking for tech advice from two.
I'll add you to my phone. So
yeah, add me to your phone. We'll have some late night chat.
So you won't be a stranger. No.
Hey, chill, dude. Chill.
I look forward to our phone calls. Love you.
Love you too. Tell my son I love him.
All right, maybe. All right, bye.